Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like me with a 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm Mike Max, no student manager here. You play the game and then you get into this business. You know what I'm saying? We got a great show planned for you tonight. The Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, more on that in a minute. Joe Ryan will join us, Minnesota Twins. Keith Ballard, former member of the Minnesota Wild, will join us. Walt Weaver. Had to kill they're on the brink of maybe history, Minnesota high school sports, and much more. Sometimes, though, and I don't know that I get enough credit for this. Last week, I filled in 9 to noon, and one of the guests that Dave Harrigan booked was the guy that Lewis Lee, who runs the I believe it's called the Acme Comedy Gallery. Or comedy club. And we were asking him, the premise of the interview was about Dave Chappelle getting attacked on stage, and how do you, even though it's a much smaller venue, how do you protect those people that are there? And Lewis began, he explained it all to us, but he did it rather rapidly. So all of a sudden we had all the answers to the questions that I needed to ask about that particular topic, and I'm looking up at the clock, and it's like, boy, we got plenty of time here still. And so I intimated to him that I too had an interest in doing, you know, stand-up comedy. And I wondered what it would take for me to be able to, you know, get a gig. I think that's what they say in stand-up comedy land, at his particular place. And Lewis told me that there were different avenues and ways to go about it, but he said that on Tuesday nights they have open mic night, and that'd be the best way, but he couldn't guarantee me a spot there. Because even on open mic night, according to Lewis, they have more people than they have time available, I guess it is. I think you get 5 to 7 minutes, he said, and you have more people there than if you have 20 people that want to do it, well, then that's, you know, 100 minutes, time off and on stage, all that stuff. It can get to be a late evening rather quickly. And so Lewis, not knowing me, I said, well, just let me throw a couple of jokes past you because maybe I can bypass that piece of it and I can go straight to the, I don't know if they call it the big stage or what they call it. And so I started to give him some of my Shecky Green type, right? I'm doing that kind of a routine, you know? I was at the Hell Club the other day. I see my buddy Frank. Frank's sitting next to Steve. All of a sudden, Frank puts a bra on. Steve says, Frank, how long you been wearing a bra? He says, ever since my wife found it in the glove compartment Saturday night. No reaction, right? So I give him a couple more like that. I mean, and these are good jokes, you know? And he's trying to let me down easy. And he's saying, like I say, what do you think of that joke? That's pretty good. That would play well. And he'd say, well, you know, it's one of those things you just have to keep practicing. And you just kind of keep getting it. And so then I go, well, let me try this one. And I throw another joke at him, you know? And, you know, duck walks into the, duck waddles into the pharmacy, jumps up on the cash register, says, give me some chapstick and put it on my bill. So obviously he doesn't think any of these are funny, but he doesn't want to disappoint me because I'm the guy that got, he has him on the radio, right? He doesn't want this guy that asked him to be a guest on the radio while he promotes the Acme Comedy Gallery to be disappointed. And so he's saying, well, you know, probably what you should do is meet with other comedians and then you can kind of critique each other's stuff and they're the best people for advice. But he's never committing to allowing me to perform on stage. And finally, I hit him with this one, and I figured this is going to at least get me a spot. Maybe at the end of the night, I don't know. I says, you know, Ron Shearer and I, famous fisherman here in town, you all know him, and we're going out fishing one day in western Minnesota, and we're driving down the highway, and I look out in the middle of a plowed field. There's a guy, and he's in a boat in the middle of a plowed field, folks. And he's casting out, and he's fishing in the middle of this plowed field. I couldn't believe it. Ron didn't see it. I said, Ron, take a look over there. That man's in the middle of a plowed field and he's fishing. Ron says, yeah, I see that. So he is. And I says, Ron, don't you think we ought to go out there and tell him he can't catch any fish in the middle of a plowed field? Ron says, we can't. I said, why not? Ron says, because we haven't got a boat to go get out there to get to him. And I thought that would be my ticket. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Back tomorrow night. Tip your waiters and waitresses. Not any saying things like, yeah, you think, you know, I can't, you know, you don't know on open mic night if you actually get on or not, but that's where you start, and you may want to, you know, just keep practicing and then, you know, check in with other comedians. And he feels so bad because he thinks, now that's the Shecky Greenio, and I'll work my way, believe me, I'll find a way to the spotlight on that stage, but you want real funny, I'm going to give you real funny now, and it's Ron Shearer fishing story. So Ron has his crappie contest on this last Saturday. And he sends me a text and says, you know, come on, big man, why don't you stop by the crappie contest? So I go, okay. I didn't tell him I was coming. I didn't say, I was very noncommittal about it because I didn't know what was going to come up. Well, it turns out Saturday's a really nice day. And so I had a little time. I thought, Ron's my guy, you know. He and I did the outdoor show here for years. We should bring that back, by the way. That's a very good show and popular and, again, funny. The word funny comes up. So I drive out to Lord Fletcher's where they have the annual crappie tournament. I fished it. I won it one year, in fact. And I put a COVID mask on. And the reason I did that was, first of all, we're outside. And second, is fishermen. The chances of anybody else having a COVID mask on when they're outside fishing would be about zero, right? So I think this would be good for a couple of yucks, right? I show up in a COVID mask, and I'm the only one, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, Ron is sitting there, and he is he's enjoying the limelight. There's a couple guys up there, and they both want his autograph, and they want him to sign a picture or a print or something. And Ron, and I mean, they couldn't have kissed his feet anymore. I'll say feet. You know, you're the best. You're the legend. And as I'm walking up to him, I realize he doesn't recognize me in this mask. So I take my cell phone out, and I put it up to my eye like I'm taking pictures of him, you know, like I'm a fan. And he has no idea that it's me. And he has no idea what to do because I'm not saying a word. I'm taking pictures of him with his fans. And then I'm making it look like I'm videotaping him. But there's no reason to be videotaping or taking pictures at this juncture, at least not without introducing yourself or saying who you are. So he thinks I'm either one of two things. I'm either a really weird fan or somebody's undercover and is he doing anything illegal about his crappie tournament that he doesn't realize? All these thoughts go through your mind, you know, when you get your name on a tournament like that. And he doesn't know, you know, am I in violation of something? So now his two big fans leave and Ron's standing there by himself. There's people around, but he's standing in essence by himself. And I keep making it look like I'm filming him, you know, like I'm taping him with my phone. And I got the mask on. He has no idea it's me. But he has no one else to reference or talk to because the two guys have left. Most of the people out fishing. There's a smattering of folks. But until somebody else comes up and engages him, he's got nobody to converse with to get him out of this situation. So now he goes and he walks towards the parking lot. And it's kind of off, you know, behind the main event that, you know, was an abatement to Lake Minnetonka. And so I know that he can't leave this event. It's his fishing tournament. His name's all over it, right? So I know he's not going to drive away. He's just trying to make it look like he's got to go somewhere. So this idiot won't keep following him. So, of course, I keep walking behind him about 10 or 15 feet, like I'm videotaping his every move, like I'm just enthralled with Ron Shera. Then he gets to his vehicle, and his vehicle has the signage, right? The you know, whatever, you know, Backroads with Raven, whatever it is, that's pasted on this particular vehicle. And I assume it's some kind of a trade-off got for when he drives it. So now he gets in the car and the driver said, but I know he's not going anywhere. And he makes it look like he's shuffling through something that I know he doesn't have to shuffle through because there's nothing to shuffle through. He's at his tournament. And I keep videotaping him and making it look like I'm taking shots of the logo. And then I make it look like I'm getting close-up shots of the license plate. And finally, he gets out of the truck because he sees somebody that he knows walking in the distance, and he yells their name, and he tries to engage them in conversation from afar, and I just keep following right behind him. And then he starts talking to this guy, and I keep making it look like I'm videotaping him for no reason. He has no idea that it's me. And finally, I break out. I can't stop it. I can't stop laughing. And I remove the mask, and there I am. And much to the chagrin of Ron Shera, he's been at again. And I got a series of pictures of him and the looks on his face as he thinks that he doesn't know who this person is that's come out to harass him. Or is it just a big fan? Or is it a stalker? Is it somebody from law enforcement that he's going to need to deal with? But I hit him on edge for about 10 minutes, and it was like the best 10 minutes of my weekend because I knew what he was thinking. He was scared to death of what he might have done wrong. And that was really fun to see him in pain like that. I'll get him on the air sometimes so he can tell his side of the story. But I think his next stop was the bathroom. When we come back, what on earth was Gronk doing in town? And how did I get access to him? That's next on WCCO Sports to the Max. Stay with us. Welcome back, Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO. Your gateway to goodness. No, that's not going to play either. Anyway, so today, I get this tip. This man calls me, says, Mike, I want to tell you. People, they do this. They reach out to me. They tell me things. He says, Mike, I got Rob Gronkowski coming to town. Nobody knows about it. I only let you and your cameraman in. You want to come? I said, I'll come. So at Hopkins today, Rob Gronkowski, but the student body doesn't know it. And so they get called to an assembly and they have no idea who's going to show up. There's all kinds of, who's it going to be? Paige Beckers, Ilhan Omar, all kinds of names are floating around. But nobody knows. And everybody sits in the assembly, and the band plays and all this, but they have no idea what the band's playing for. And all of a sudden, out comes Gronk. The Gronk. Now, not everybody in the Hopkins School District would know who Gronk is, but the word spreads quickly amongst the folks. And then he goes in this three-point shooting contest with some of the girls from the state championship team. And it was just fun. He made a mid-court shot. And then at the end, he spiked the ball, and they rushed the floor. It was a cool day, a cool event. We're going to show you the story tonight at 10 on WCCO. But afterwards, I said, Rob, can I get a word with you? He says, come on back here. Let's talk, Maxie. And so he and I had a conversation about what happened today, Tom Brady, and much more. Here now, the Max Man with the Gronk.
Gronk, what's it like when you get to be around these high school kids, the energy that goes with
it? Yeah, I mean, they bring a lot of energy. High school kids, they're always on top of their game. I remember when we were in high school, it's nonstop 24-7. It's like you don't sleep when you're in high school, but it's just great to come here. Hopkins High School, the energy was great. You know, they got great programs here, so they'll play a little three-point contest versus them.
Yeah.
Yes, we lost. We lost the three-point
fair
contest.
Square,
yeah,
yeah.
They can shoot. They can shoot for sure. We actually didn't do a bad job either. And then the half-court shot was really cool, too. But it's just cool to see the energy and come here and, you know, raise some awareness.
Now, you and your brothers, just explain what it was like growing up. You had two brothers with you. I mean, it was an everyday competition in the driveway. Explain what it's like and how you guys grew up to all be athletes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was every day. I mean, it wasn't like a day off or anything because we have, you know, each of us have four brothers because there's five of us. Yeah, I never thought about that beforehand. Yeah, I scored, played, you know, in the pros for 6 years baseball, all of us, you know, played in the NFL. So just imagine the competition just growing up. It was always either mini six, backyard baseball, around the world, and basketball in the front yard. No matter what it was, we were always competing. You know, we were always on the right track for athletics to, you know, keep bringing us to the next level. So it's just cool to give back, you know, to the schools and to the youth programs, you know, that are less fortunate and then have the tools to succeed to get to the next level.
Now, I heard your dad say once, he's in, I think it was for 60 Minutes, where he said, I worry like crazy that he's going to get hurt every time he plays. That never goes away, huh?
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of the game of football. It's, you know, the nature of football. I mean, you see it. Unfortunately, you know, it happens basically every game to someone. So, you know, it's probably tough, you know, as a parent to see your son playing. I mean, I'm not in that situation. So I bet it is, though, you know, to see, you know, your own kid go down playing athletics while you're cheering him on. But, you know, you can't really think about that. You just got to go out there and play out your heart and hopefully come out healthy every game.
I was watching a Designated Survivor last night by chance, and they're talking about Gronk in one of the episodes.
Oh my god!
You probably remember, and they're talking about you can get him to pitch your idea or something. And it was—I'm sure you heard about it or saw it or whatever. But what's it like to be a national figure like that, and especially what's emerged with the marketing this last year?
Yes, it's pretty wild, no doubt about that. But and my dad watched that show, and he told me all about it.
Great show.
Yeah, and a couple of my teammates have seen it too. They're like, "Yo, you guys see the show? I'm watching," and like, here you just brought up, and it's pretty wild though, for sure. But it's really cool, you know. It's cool to especially, you know, use that platform and come here and, you know, put some smiles on people's faces and just do little competitions, you know, versus, you know, other teams, like shooting basketball versus the women's high school team.
Yeah.
So that's always fun, and just love little competitions like that.
Paige Becker's homeschools,
yes.
I'm sure they told you about several times. Last question, I'd be remiss. Was there any doubt that Tom Brady would come back to you?
I felt like he was definitely going to come back eventually, but, you know, after 40 days, I didn't think it was going to be that soon, but definitely knew it was going to be, you know, I was thinking it was going to probably be a year, but it was way faster than I thought.
So it's fun again.
Yeah, it's always been.
Yeah.
It was fun when he was retired. It was a mystery.
The Gronk on Tom Brady and much more. Somebody asked me, what was he doing? Why was he in Minnesota? He doesn't know if he's going to play it next year or not. And so he wanted to come out and work out with me because he says the arm action a lot and the way I throw the ball is a lot like Brady. But since he doesn't know for sure, and so I can't show footage of that because that's all, you know, that's private in a vault. We don't want Buccaneers and general managers to see that. But why are you chuckling, Chris?
I
used it on the 6 o'clock news too.
No, I saw something. I saw something online that I thought was funny.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. You were not laughing at me.
No.
Oh, you
no,
saw
no.
something completely separate from me.
Yeah, it just the timing was incredibly ironic.
Now you are an all-star wrestling aficionado. Does Gronk have a future there?
I mean, after he initially retired, he had signed a multi-year deal with WWE. He was involved in several high-profile, you know, parts of WrestleMania, and then, you know, Brady comes back, he goes to Tampa. I'm sure the offer would be there, maybe not in the same capacity, but he's got the personality for it. You know, one of his best friends was wrestling for WWE at the time. He's not there any longer. But, I mean, you can never say never with Gronk. I mean, you just say Gronk, and the casual fan is going to know. And that's key.
Yeah, there's your brand,
right? And even like any, you know,
You really don't even want to say his whole name because it confuses people. Just say Gronk.
Yeah, you say Gronk, and it's no matter what you do. I mean, you say Gronk, and that gets the casual eyeballs on your product or into your store or wherever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and that's what you want ultimately is no matter what your product is, you're going to have your hardcore fans to have somebody like Gronk. Hey, Gronk's going to be, you know, signing autographs. Oh, Gronk.
Gronk,
yeah. I don't know much about football, but I know who that is.
I know Gronk, yeah. And exactly. That's what he's established with himself, right?
It's a brand. Like, Gronk is a brand. Like, his brothers, they do an incredible job.
They were with him. Are they his marketing people? Is that what they do?
I think it's all like a conglomerate. Like, you know, it's like a Gronk.
You mean you follow them so you know, are they out there always and promoting? Is that what they do?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, his brother, Chris, is a genius businessman.
Is he the former baseball player?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, one played baseball, one played football at Arizona with him.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't think Chris was the baseball player.
Okay,
but they do an incredible job in marketing, and I mean, think about this. He hasn't spent $1 of his like salary. Everything has been.
That's
bonus.
Right. He's one of those guys that does that, right?
Yeah,
everything is from his endorsements, and he doesn't touch the principal, so to speak.
Yeah,
Jalen Suggs is doing the same thing. You know, well, the shoe contracts alone, you can retire on. You know,
yeah, it's amazing that I tell my wife he's got this perception as a dumb jock, but I mean, if there's anybody you
dumb like a fox, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You want to model yourself after anybody?
It's the
you
Gronk.
Look into
it's
Rob Gronk. Gronkowski. Yeah, it's Gronk.
Next time he comes, and we're going to throw. I'll bring you over. Okay.
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, unless he commits to playing again, then he'll just go work out with Brady.
Plants, outs, crosses, I want to see everything.
Yeah, big thing is you got to throw off your back foot and then the weight transfer. That's what he likes.
Show me the route tree.
Yeah. Keith Ballard, Joe Ryan, when we come back at WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.